It's Liz here at Merville Barracks Colchester. A donation of £2,000 from Yorkshire Building Society has been given to the Parachute Regiment Afghanistan Trust to contribute towards a fantastic new wheelchair for Sergeant Paddy Caldwell, who was injured while serving with 3rd Battalion, the Parachute Regiment in Afghanistan in 2006. With me now at the presentation of the wheelchair to Paddy is Chris Smith. Now, Chris, just tell me what exactly has been happening.
Sure. Last year I organised a bicycle ride from Bradford in West Yorkshire down here to Colchester in Essex, a total distance of 220 miles. A very good friend of mine, Private Martin Bell, was killed in Afghanistan in January 2011, and it was whilst at Wootton Bassett at the repatriation ceremony, myself and a group of Martin's friends decided we'd like to do something to show our respect for fallen soldiers, and obviously to raise some money as well for the Afghanistan Trust, who'd been so kind to Martin Bell's family in the aftermath of his tragic death. And since then, it gathered momentum and actually resulted in a team of 4 cyclists plus 1 support driver and vehicle cycling the distance from Bradford to Colchester last year.
And one of those was a para, of course.
He was, yeah. Very, very pleased he was with us. Corporal Ben Nichols, physical training instructor at 2 Para, cycled with us and absolutely first class. Couldn't have done it without him.
So how did the idea then evolve into getting this fantastic wheelchair for Sergeant Paddy Caldwell?
Well, we were fortunate enough between the 4 of us to raise just over £2,000. There was another member who unfortunately couldn't take part in the ride because he was having an operation. And he worked for Yorkshire Building Society, and they have a scheme there called Small Change, Big Difference. He lobbied for the Afghanistan Trust, told them our story, and the rest, as I say, is history. Mm. So today we're very proud to be presenting the wheelchair, and we donated, £2,000 towards the cost of the overall cost of the wheelchair, thanks to the Yorkshire Building Society.
It is fantastic, isn't it, basically? I mean, it's a four-wheeled monster, really. It's like a monster truck compared to a normal wheelchair.
It is, and I was chatting to Paddy earlier on, and he told me that actually somebody's been up Snowdon in one of those, so it can certainly get off-road, and, I've got to admire that. Paddy's absolutely fantastic. Despite the injury, he's still a para at heart, and wants to get out there and be active, and unfortunately, conventional wheelchairs don't allow for this, so this is absolutely fantastic and should hopefully give Paddy, the sort of lifestyle that he chooses to live.
Well, Chris Smith, well done and thank you.
Thanks, and we'll be doing it again this year, 2012. There's a website set up, therideofrespect.org, so please feel free to visit there.
Well, here I am with Sergeant Paddy Caldwell and his new machine. Paddy, this bears absolutely no resemblance to the wheelchair you had before. Can you just describe for our listeners what you're sitting in right now?
It's more like a little sort of gin buggy more than a wheelchair, and it's been designed to go over all sorts of terrain. I'll go through snow, go on the beach, whereas my normal wheelchair, if I'm on the beach, I'll probably get stuck. So yeah, it's, plus with the dog, it gives me a great bit of freedom to get out and actually go cross country and out into the countryside.
It's unbelievable. So are you allowed on the roads, or do you have to stick to cycle paths, or what?
Yeah, you are allowed on the roads. You can register it with DVLA. I think with the traffic in Colchester, I'd rather keep it on the pavements and on the grass.
Is it comfortable? Because with this, of course, you've got your legs up, but you're sort of recumbent almost, aren't you? So is it more comfortable?
Yeah, it's a lot more comfortable. And with the suspension on it as well, it's ideal. And sitting in the normal wheelchair, my legs are always at an angle of 90 degrees, whereas now they're up sort of straight, nice and relaxed. Yeah. And it's more comfortable.
Well, it's a fantastic machine, and it looks super cool. What did it mean to you to get this donation that enabled this fantastic new machine?
Oh, it's brilliant, and the guys have done blinding with what with the bike ride, and yeah, obviously all money is raised is excellent for helping, obviously, the injured soldiers.
Basically, it's a new lease of life, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, fantastic. I hope you had great fun in this.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Sergeant Paddy Caldwell.
Yeah, please do.